lahat ng 5, bagsak!
Alas 5 na! Kalampagan na!
Magandang hapon mga kalampagas na ikinig kayo sa Kalampagan sa Lunes, ang Radio School ng DZUP 1602, Department of Speech Communication and Theater Arts at ng Kolehiyo ng Ate at Literatura. Nandito na ang 5 na magpapasaya sa inyo. Ito si Mark!
Gray!
Marty!
Tim!
And Charles, ang paborito niyo, 5!
Yes!
Again, we're so back!
Wow!
Happy Easter!
Ang taas na energy. Yes, we're so back kasi last week, nasan ka ba, Gray, last week?
Oh, nung Holy Week.
Nasa kwarto lang. Nandiyan lang ako sa apartment yun buong linggo.
Yes.
Alam ko kayo, nag-ano kayo eh, nag-unwind, nag-bakasyon, ganyan, no?
Minsan.
Yeah, pero parang hindi. Punta akong Pangasinan, pero 14 hours yung biyahe ko, so parang weird. Hindi, balikan na yun. So,
traffic, yeah, kasi Holy Week.
Pero na-enjoy naman. Ikaw, Charles?
Ako na sa bahay. Wow!
Ano ginawa mo?
Hindi, nag-reflect. Wow. Ng reflection paper ng estudyante. Ganun ano yung ginawa, no? Nag-check na. Check Republic. Tsaka nag-dasal-dasal, ganun.
Wow naman. Aha, ikaw, Miss Christine.
Ikaw din.
Ako din, nagdasal-dasal.
Ano yung pinagdasal mo?
Ano, sana. Tapos yung chine-checkan ko.
So parang trabaho pa rin talaga, no, kahit Holy Week.
Yes.
But we're back, so medyo renewed naman na kami mga kalampagas.
Nakakatawang renewed, no?
Oo, oh, renewed tayo.
So and dati old tayo. Renewed tayo.
Pasensya na po.
Sana naririnig yung si Gray, no? Kasi wala siyang mic. So, yung April kasi, ulitin natin, ang tema natin sa buong Abril ay usapang KAL, o Kolehiyo ng Arte at Literatura. So, nung unang linggo ng Abril, ang aming shinare sa inyo ay ang usapang KAL at ang kwentong DSCTA or Department of Speech Communication and Theater Arts. Diba? Sino ba yung kasama natin ng first week
yes,
ng April?
Yes, kasama natin si Ma'am Dean Amihan Bonifacio Remolete. Yes.
Hi,
yes.
Dean!
Hi, Dean! So, siya bilang Dean ng KAL at bilang member din ng DSCTA.
Yes!
So, para sa week naman na to, kasama natin ang Department of Art Studies at Department of English and Comparative Literature.
Yes.
At, syempre dahil dyan, may kasama tayong guest.
Sino kaya
siya?
Nakikita nila sa Facebook
okay,
Live.
Okay, nakikita nila.
Sige. So bago tayo magpatuloy, syempre i-follow pa rin nila tayo sa ating mga social media pages, ang facebook.com/kalampagandzup
at ang twitter.com/kalampagandzup.
Yes, at dahil nga live na live tayo ngayon sa
Hi,
Facebook.
So if you have questions, just, you know, yeah, write your comments.
Just, you know. Yun, so naibigay at nakita na rin ng mga Facebook followers natin. Wow, ang dami. Welcome to our guest for today. Dalawa sila. So, for the first half ng Kalampagan,
Kasama natin, walang iba kundi si Sir Jeffiron from Department of Arts Studies.
Yay!
So, Sir, kamusta naman? Kanina nagkamustahan na kami tungkol sa Holy Week. Yung Holy Week nyo naman, Sir, kamusta po?
Nasa probinsya ako, nagre-research for a paper I'm planning to write.
Talaga. Trabaho pa rin talaga. Ganyan talaga ang mga professor ng bayan. Wow.
Nakapag-enjoy ka naman, sir.
Of course, kasi first time kong umuwi sa amin in, I think, a decade.
Wow. Saan po yung sa inyo, sir?
Sa Nueva Ecija.
Oo. Kaano niya pala si Ma'am Fabi?
Ay, kilala niyo po si Ma'am Fabi?
Naging teacher ko si Ma'am Fabi.
So, ano mo natin pag-usapan? Ayaw po ni Ma'am Fabi ng ano.
Ayaw niyo po.
Usapan po ng edad. Pero taga Nueva Ecija din po kayo, so doon po ang in-spendan yung Holy Week.
Ano po yung pinag-aralan niyo, sir, doon?
Kasi may tradition kami ng pagpuprosesyon and yung family namin, naglalabas kami ng puon every Holy Week. So it's been a tradition for, family tradition for over, as sabi nung matandang uncle, mga over 120 years na.
Wow!
So continuously ginagawa siya. So it's something interesting for me. Na pag-aralan and
tuwing
especially
ano po ito Friday, 'di ba? Friday po usually or
yun yung inano ko sa study kasi sa kami lang tsaka yun nasa Reno yung nilalabas ting Tuesday.
Oh.
Na Tuesday na procession sila ng dalawa. Veronica yun sa amin. Tapos may nasa Reno for the Stations of the Cross.
Yes. Ang interesting ng pinag-aaralan sa Department of Art Studies.
Ayan, ikaw.
Oh, syempre.
Sige, nakaka-relate siya kasi ang MA niya ay
Art Studies. Ayun. Para wala na contribute, no? Oo. Exciting yung ginagawa ni Sir.
Okay, so kumusta na, Sir? Nung undergrad, art studies din kayo sa UP Dalaman?
Pumasok ang statistics sa
wow.
UP.
Wow.
Ganyan din sa mami, di ba? Iba yung kurso tapos na fell in love.
Hindi ko na-survive yung math ng UP. So, art studies yung naging malapit din. Hindi lang naman dahil yung survive yung math, but
bakit po art studies? Yeah,
among the courses na pinagpilian ko na lipatan, yung art studies pinaka nag-resonate sa akin. Wow. Because of the scholarship, no, the faculty, tsaka yung possibilities din after graduation.
So sir, nung sinabi niyo possibilities, naisip niyo ba agad na magtuturo kayo after?
Yeah, when I shifted to art studies, parang naging goal ko siya is to apply sa department to teach pagkatapos.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so sir, after nun, as in nagturo agad kayo?
Or may one year muna, kasi wala pang opening that time. So 1 year, nagtake ako ng master's degree while working outside, and then nung nagkaroon ng opening, I was invited to apply.
Wow. So, invited.
How long have you been teaching po?
Since 2008. Yeah.
So, nag-computer.
Isang dekada na.
Oh, hat!
At syempre, hindi pa rin halata bilang sobrang young looking.
Yeah. Invited tayo sa 10 years anniversary.
Kasi Sir Jeff. Kaya ng plaque sa college recognition.
Mga plaque. Mm-hmm. Kayo ba muna, bago natin pag-usapan ng department, meron ba kayong art studies course, GE course, professors na naaalala nyo?
Yeah, isa sa mga regret ko, wala. Sana lumalapit ka dito.
Ikaw, ano yung pinaka-paborito mo art studies course?
Ang hirap eh. Ang hirap. Oo, mahirap. Hirap yung course.
Ano yung mga paborito tumatak sa'yo?
Hindi, lahat naman kasi sila magaganda. Very interesting.
Yung pinakamagay.
Lahat sila magkaka-level lang sobra.
May umatan ka ba talaga ng klase? Wala kang maname eh.
Okay, bilang nag-share na rin si Gray, yung mga kalampagers ko nakikinig kayo, share nyo pa rin yung kwento nyo. So yes. Ano ang yung kwentong das? So gamitin ng hashtag kalampagandizup, hashtag kwentong das, at hashtag usapang kal.
Ako ang nag-art stud too. Kay Professor Gumba. Yun. Si Ma'am Faith. Tsaka hindi na naalala ni Sir Alden, nag-modern art. One forty. Di ba kaya artistic ako?
Mag-ingat-ingat ka. May artist
dito. Oo nga eh. Ikaw din, may art studies course ka ba?
Sad, wala. Puro ko creative writing. Hindi ECL later.
Yeah. At may kinuha siyang isang business ad subject. Anyway. Okay, before, sir, ano yung favorite subject yun naman noong undergrad pa kayo? Before tayo pumunta.
Marami, pero specifically, yung una kong art studies course, which convinced me to shift to the course, yung 170, Philippine Art and Society.
Mukhang exciting na yung Philippine Arts and Society. Ano po yung mga pinag-uusapan doon?
Yung relationship ng art with social movements and maybe yung economic situation. So yung art hindi lang siya nakalutang na concept, no? Parang ano siya, it's always tied sa mga social events, no, mga social forces or things na nangyayari sa society. So laging na-impluwensyahan niya yung art, and at the same time na-impluwensyahan din ng art yung society. So that was very exciting for me.
Yes. Nung ngayon naman sir, ano yung mga tinuturo niyo subjects?
Ngayon ang scholarship ko kasi is on Philippine art. So marami sa mga courses about Philippine art yung tinuturo ko. And modern art as well. I tinuro ko nung last semester.
Hindi mo makikilala sila, Picasso. Di ba parang madadrop mo yung, I know Picasso.
Warhol.
Andy Warhol. Yun. Kunyari, ano ako?
Art stud.
Kilala ko sila Picasso. Hanggang dun lang ba yan?
Pag nag-follow-up question si Sir, wala akong masabi
dyan. Next topic na tayo.
Okay, so ngayon na mas nakilala na si kahit pa paano si Sir Jeff, ano yung mga tinuturo niya, favorite subjects, kilalanin natin ang Department of Art Studies. So magpakwento lang tayo ng sandali. Sir Jeff, ano ba yung naging history ng department?
Yung Department of Art Studies, it started out as, kasama siya sa English department before.
Oh, parang speech comm din pala.
Actually, yung tatlong departments, Filipino department, English speech comm, tsaka yung art studies, sabay-sabay na humiwalay from the Department of English and Comparative Literature, which was then, I think, Department of English pa lang yung tawag sa kanya. So that was in the 1960s. Okay, and then pagkatapos noon, na-institutionalize yung EB Humanities, and then after that, in the 1980s, tinawag na Art Studies to reflect the changes no, kasi hindi na compatible yung humanities, for example, in the sa gustong tunguhin na direction ng department, so naging art studies na siya. And from then on, until now, yun yung pangalan ng department, which is art studies.
So sir, nung simula undergrad kayo hanggang ngayon faculty na kayo, ano yung mga changes na nakita nyo?
So for now, in terms of, for example, course offering, nagkaroon kami ng yung BCM studies, naging curatorial studies to reflect din yung mga nangyayari sa contemporary period, hindi na lang museum pwede pasukan ng isang graduate ng museum studies, those other things as well, event planning siguro at the very basic, or maybe mga administration, for example, ng cultural events, mga ganyan. In terms of the offering ng department. Pero in terms of direction, yeah, marami sa mga faculty namin still pinapalakas pa rin yung Philippine Arts Scholarship. At the same time, may mga in-explore din ng mga iba pang mga fields, for example, contemporary art, which is very active yung Philippines, no, sa participation niya sa international na scene ng contemporary art, and also performance studies as well, which nagkakaroon ng ties with the Department of Speech and Theater Arts.
Paano po tinitignan ng art studies ang performance studies?
Sa performance studies kasi hindi siya specifically mga theater forms lang. But everyday life can also be a performance.
Yung parang sinasabi ng sir kanina na procession is also a performance. Yeah. Yung sinakulo, di ba? Mm-hmm. Performance.
And also
siya.
Performativity as well.
Yes.
So hindi lang siya in a performance set. Performance setting siya. Maski everyday interaction ng mga people can be seen as performance.
So bago po tayo mag-break, ano po yung mga core... degrees na binibigay or na ino-offer.
May mga tracks din po, di ba? Yeah.
Yes.
So, isa lang yung degree ng art studies, which is BA Art Studies. Pero meron kami tatlong programs. No? So, we have interdisciplinary, no, na pwede kang mag-take ng 15 units from another course, no, para maging mai-relate siya with art studies.
Kahit anong course ba yan, sir?
May mga limited na courses na may kinalaman sa humanities or sa arts. For example, pwede kang mag-take ng related disciplines, for example, such as music, or maybe fine arts, no? Interior design. Pero meron din ba sa sociology, psychology,
meron din.
Political science, pwede rin. Interdisciplinary.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, exciting.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Ano pa po yung iba?
We have art history. No, magfo-focus ka naman sa, of course, art history. So hindi lang yung Western art history, but Southeast Asia, Asia and Philippines. Mm-hmm. And then we have Philippine art. Yan. So yan, mas focus siya sa Philippine art.
Ano po yung mas maraming majors nung ngayon, sir?
Pinakamaraming interdisciplinary. Mas varied yung interests ng mga estudyante. No, pero marami rin sa art history and Philippine art.
Yes.
Ang MA nyo po ay?
We have tatlong programs in sa MA. So, MA Art Studies din. So, we have Curatorial Studies, no, and Art Theory and Criticism, and MA Art History.
Yes. So, exciting yung mga papag-usapan natin. Kahit kami ngayon lang namin nalaman kung ano specifically yung offer ng department. So, marami pa tayong pag-uusapan mamaya. But before that time, check po muna tayo.
Ang oras ay 15 minuto. Makalipas ang 5 ng hapon, ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisana ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602!
Kasali ka!
Halika na mahilig sa DZUP.
Yeah. Love sports? Makinig na sa Love Ko Ang Sports, hatid ng UP College of Human Kinetics tuwing Martes, alas 5 ng hapon, dito sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Dear Diary, kanina nakita ko si... Ay, mali! Aking pinakamamahal na tao sa buong... Ang pangit! Dear Diary, aking pinakamamahal na diary entry number 1.
Mali! Mali, mali, mali!
Sayang, di ba? Mali din magsayang ng papel. Sulitin ang papel para di masayang ang kalikasan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Ito ay pag-ibig.
Ma, I love you po.
Mahal na mahal din kita, anak.
Ito ay pag-ibig.
Panatang makabayan, iniibig ko ang Pilipinas, aking lupang sinilangan.
Ito ay pag-ibig.
Pare, mahal kita.
Pantay-pantay ang lahat sa pag-ibig. LGBTQ, babae o lalaki, lahat ay may karapatang mamuhay at magmahal. Don't discriminate. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602.
Magandang hapon mga Kalampagers, nakikinig pa rin kayo sa Kalampagers sa Lunes, ang radio school ng DZUP 1602, Department of Speech, Communication, Theater Arts, at ng Kolehiyo ng Arte at Literatura. Ito pa rin si Mark!
Great!
Marty!
Dan!
And Charles, ang paborito niyong Cinco!
Muli ngayong Abril, alay ng Kalampagan ng hashtag Usapang Kalat. Ngayong Abril, ating kikilalanin ng kolehiyo yung kakulitan natin tuwing Lunes ng alas 5. Pag-uusapan natin ang hashtag Usapang Kal, hashtag Kwentong DSCTA, hashtag Kwentong DAS or DAS, at hashtag Kwentong DCL. At last, the hashtag Kwentong DL at hashtag Kwentong DFP.
Next week.
Yes.
So kanina, na-introduce na namin ang aming guest. Di ba, ang dami nating guests. So kapag marami tayong guest, mas masaya, di ba?
Yes.
Yes. Oh,
kahit na naiyahiya tayo.
Diba? Ang guest po namin ulit ay si Professor Jeff Hirol mula sa Art Studies Department ng College of Arts and Letters. Yun. So na-share na niya yung iba't iba nilang courses, iba't iba nilang degrees na in-offer both sa MA at sa BA.
Yes. Ganoon naman kanina pag-uusapan namin during break, sir. Ano yung difference ng Art Stud 1 and Art Stud 2? Para doon sa mga interested na kumuha ng GE.
Di ba yung GEs kasi?
Yes, sulitin nyo na siya, guys. Kuha tayo ng Art Stud 1 and 2.
Kaya pala kumuha ka ng college ka ng Art Stud.
Oh, okay, for God's sake.
Masaya.
Kasi tatlo na agad yung required namin English subjects. Required pa ng COM 3. So, kaya naubusan.
Kaya naubusan na sa Art Stud.
Anyway, so alamin natin kay sir yung pinagkaya ba?
Sikat yung Art Stud 1 sa Art Stud 2. Ano po yung pagkakaiba ulit ng dalawa?
Yung Art Studies 1 is Art in Society. So mas, katulad ng binanggit ko kanina, yung art tsaka yung relationship niya with social forces, among other things. No? So mas ano siya, mas, siguro kung mas interesado kayo sa mga artists, artworks, mga pangalan ng kung ano ng mga periods in Philippine art history or maybe in Western art history, Art Studies 1. Pero pag Art Studies 2, since yung course description is Art Around Us, no, Art and Everyday Experience, so mas it's coming from a personal na interaction with art ng individual. No? So, like for me, for example, kapag tinuturo kay Art Studies 2, mga personal experiences, for example, in watching a horror film, no, how does it make you feel and why, no, paano siya may relate, for example, sa mga, nire-relate pa rin sa society, pero mas from a personal na perspective. No, so mas ganun yung approach sa Art Studies 2.
Sir, ano yung mga, sana pala tinake ko talaga siya. Anyway, sir, ano yung mga challenges sa pagtuturo sa art? Art sa mga UP students at maybe sa ibang tao na hindi UP students.
And is it harder if, for example, nakakuha po kayo ng block na mga science majors?
Yes, sir.
In fact, some of my favorite na mga estudyante minsan nanggagaling sa mga sciences.
Kasi,
Same!
They offer a different perspective dun sa klase. So, science geek din ako, so may pagka I can relate with them. Pero yun nga, ibang perspective na ino-offer din ng mga science students. No, na ibang perspective from students galing sa humanities as well. So, I think it balances itself out.
Yeah. Sir, ano naman yung parang mga ginagawa nyo para mas ma-endorse or mas ma-promote yung art sa mga students?
How do you mean? Me as a teacher to my students or
yes,
in general?
Po.
Okay, so, of course, I'm very, very interested about art. No, so I think that rubs off with my students. Mm. So kasi kailangan talaga yung ano, kailangan, in order to teach something effectively, kailangan na dun yung basic interest. Mm. At the same time, I try to look for materials na contemporary students will find interesting, like, yeah, for example, memes, mga ganyan.
Oo nga.
Yung mga nagiging mga viral, for example, na mga advertisements, no, na pwede na yung pag-usapan sa klase. At the same time, I try to, as much as possible, kunwari, lesson namin is about elements ng art, I try to let them experience, for example, how to create art and how to use these elements. So, meron din production aspect paminsan-minsan.
Minsan po, kasi parang binabrand ang art as something elitist. Mm-hmm. So, parang, since you mentioned about discussing memes, so my question is, what counts as art in Philippine society?
Yes. Or is everything art?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yun yung...
Ang hirap naman yung tanong. Parang hindi natin beneath si Sir Jackman sa tanong natin.
Sorry,
pero ang ganda ng discussion.
yan yung unang tanong palagi kong tinatanong sa mga estudyante ko sa first day ng class.
So ibabalik ni Sir yung tanong sa atin.
Ano, what is art and what qualifies as art? No? Can anything be art? Mm. So yung well, yung karaniwang sagot din naman kasi is that art is creative expression. So anything na pwede mo may consider as creative expression can be considered as art. So it's an ever-expanding na definition. So, hindi siya limited to particular forms kasi what we may consider as creative expression changes over time. So, yun yung kagandahan din sa, ano, sa art studies is that very open siya now to these new forms.
Yeah. Ano po, sir, ang situation ng Philippine art ngayon? Kasi, sa UP, di ba napaka... marami tayong art na nakikita around, 'di ba? May Vargas, tapos yung mga installation. So sa atin dito sa UP, napaka-open natin dun sa art. Pero paglabas po natin ng UP, gaano po ka-open ang mga Filipinos in terms of art and what is the situation of Philippine art po ngayon?
Very active yung art scene in the Philippines, especially sa mainstream na mga art forms such as mga marami tayong mga Filipino artists, for example. I'm not saying this na parang this validates yung artistry nila, no? Pero marami sa mga artists natin, for example, mga malaki yung kinikita from nakakabenta ng mahal na mga paintings, for example, in auctions, international auctions. Marami sa mga contemporary artists natin in the Philippines are recognized abroad, they are able to exhibit, no? And last year nag-participate tayo sa Venice Biennale,
yes.
Diba? So, pero hindi lang din naman 'yon kasi hindi lang yung mga mainstream na mga art forms, but also we have mga folk art forms din, very active, mga traditional art forms that are continuously being practiced all over the Philippines. So I think very active naman yung ano natin, no, yung production ng art. Pero siguro may kakulangan din tayo sa critical na perspectives sa pag-appreciate itong mga art. Hindi lang pag-appreciate, but understanding these art forms and integrating these in our lives, no? And maybe understanding how art can be a social force. Siguro doon pa pagkukulang, no? Na kaya nga, very important yung education pagdating sa arts, no? Kasi ito yung nag-develop sa atin ng critical eye. And for, yung lagi ko sinasabi sa mga estudyante ko, ito yung nag-separate sa atin, for example, sa mga robots and computer programs that could compute mathematical problems in a split second. Pero what separates humans from these computers is that we are able to make sense of things sa paligid natin in a different way. And I think art trains us to be more critical about things and to experience life nang kakaiba from the very, very basic na pag-experience sa life.
Yeah. So, alam natin na marami pa tayong aabangan sa art studies. So, ganda. Saan kaya tutungo? And by the way, si Sir Jeff, nakamunta na introduce siya, yung palagi nag-head ng lantern ng
class. Yes!
Kaya kung mapapansin nyo, talagang puno-puno ng symbolism, ng meaning, talagang pinag-isipan, naging critical talaga yung mga nilalabas natin. So, thank you, Sir Jeff. Palagi ka nagbibigay ng karangalan sa kanya. Okay. And
para naman tayo yung magbibigay ng plaque sa kanya.
For 10 years.
Next year pa yun.
And sir, nabanggit yun yung kanina, marami kayong graduates na nakapag-sell na mamahaling art. Pero bukod doon, ano po yung mga notable na alumni natin? Nasaan na kaya sila ngayon?
Yung mga artists na sinabi ko kanina, not necessarily graduate ng art studies, but in the art scene, sila yung very active in Philippines. Pero in terms of our alumni, since nabanggit ko nga kanina na iba't iba yung discipline sa pwedeng pasukan ng mga alumni namin. So we have, ang dami. So may mga nagtayo ng business na may kinalaman sa arts, no? Or pumasok halimbawa sa mga institutions na hindi naman necessarily may kinalaman sa art pero may art collection, no? Very varied, no? Yung aming mga graduates, meron mga naging artists, may mga designers, marami kami mga teachers, may mga lawyers. Kasi yung course, kinitrain ka na magbasa at maging critical. So maganda siyang training for ano mga for pre-law. No? Tapos may mga student, may mga graduates din kami na nasa communities, bumalik sa mga communities nila para magsilbi, for example, sa mga local museums or sa mga tourism, ano nila, tourism program sila or even sa mga, ayan, mga art programs nung town. So, iba't iba yung mga graduate, iba't iba yung mga disciplines na pinapasukan ng mga graduates namin.
Mm. Diba? Ang lawak talaga. Kasi nga, yun nga, art and society, ang dami mong paglalagakan ng importansya ng art. Hindi lang ng art studies, ha, pati ng buong arts and humanities. Diba? Wow! Makapag-claim naman ako. Pero yes, diba? Kaya, yun nga yung maraming iba't ibang sectors ang mga graduates ng art studies.
Yes. So sir, bilang last na question, saan papapunta yung art studies? Sa Philippines and maybe sa global?
Of course, importante yung ginagapa na role ng ano, ng pag-aaral, hindi lang sa arts, no. But also in humanities in general, no. Napaka-importante yun. So the department is trying to carve its niche dun sa aspeto na yun, no. Yung pag-train sa mga estudyante na maging critical, no, at maging magkaroon aesthetic eye and all these things. And of course, yung pag-train, for example, sa mga future na mga policy makers pagdating sa art, no, at in the provinces, no, hindi lang sa Metro Manila, no. Patuloy pa rin yung department doon. At the same time, we are tulad na nabanggit ko kanina, we are exploring, no, different fields din na pwede pang pasukin art studies, no, para maging completely interdisciplinary siya talaga, no, at para maramdaman din yung, kasi tingin namin importante yung ginagampanan ng ano eh, ng art studies, yung perspective ng art studies sa iba't ibang mga disiplina. So patuloy pa rin explore ano pa yung pwedeng pasukin ng art studies bukod doon sa mga meron na tayo ngayon. And also yung pag-iingay, no, sa ano, sa Philippine art, no, kasi iba rin yung perspective na kayang i-offer ng UP education, ng Cal education, ng art studies education sa ano, no, sa tunguhin, no, ng Philippine art sa kasalukuyan. At the same time, hindi lang sa Philippines but in the contemporary art world, no, internationally, locally.
Yes, so marami pa talagang aabangan ng mga tao sa art studies. And before we officially end, mabilisan lang sir, fast talk lang po tayo. Jollibee or McDo?
Jollibee.
White or black?
Black?
Faculty Commons or Faculty Center?
Faculty Center, definitely.
21 or 45?
How do you mean? 45?
45!
Lights on or lights off?
I'm ambivalent.
AS or Palmahol?
AS.
Kwek-kwek or fishball?
Kwek-kwek.
So yun lamang, Sir
Jeff.
Yes!
Thank you, Sir Jeff.
Sobrang dami namin natunan, sir. Sana may invite ulit namin kayo next time.
About arts naman.
Yes. Okay. So, mga kalapagos, marami pa tayong pag-uusapan mamaya. Natapos na yung art studies. Marami pa tayong kailangan malaman. So, kung interested kayo, just do your research on art studies. And mamaya, pag-uusapan natin ng DECL.
Facebook page kami.
So ayun, sir.
Ay, sige po, sir. Invite niyo po sila.
Art studies UP Diliman, pwede nilang puntahan. So, yes. Naka-post doon yung mga tungkol sa mga alumni namin and the mga yung mga ginagawa ng department sa kasalukuyan.
Yes. Mas magiging interested.
Thank you, Sir Jeff.
Again, thank you, Sir Jeff. Okay, time check po muna tayo.
Ang oras ay 30 minuto makalipas ang ikalima ng hapon ng DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Nais niyo bang dalhin ang kalikasan sa siyudad?
Bakit hindi?
subukan.
Inihahatid ng DZUP 1602 ang isang programang magpapalapit sa inyo sa kalikasan.
Nature Venture! Isang oras ng paghatid sa inyo ng mga kwento at kaalaman tungkol sa kalikasan.
Makinig na para sa environment-friendly at nature-loving na pamumuhay.
Nature Venture! Tuwing Lunes, alauna hanggang alas dos ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Naalala mo ba ba nung bata ka?
Nanay, gusto ko po ng laruan.
Tay, basketball tayo!
Ma, kailangan ko po ng costume para sa school play.
Pa, patulong naman po sa homework.
Eh, ngayong matanda ka na.
Anak, patulong naman sa pag-akyat sa hagdan.
Nak, pakiabot naman yung salamin ko.
Anak, uwi ka naman.
Anak.
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 Sana ngayong silang nangangailangan, ikaw naman ang maging kaagapay nila. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Paano kung ang bawat tawa, bawat salita, at bawat musika ay biglang mawawala at hindi mo na maririnig pa? Kakayanin mo ba? Hindi sila iba sa atin, kaya wag natin silang maliitin. Let's speak out for deaf empowerment. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ay naku, tama yan, i-push mo yan! Push lang ng push!
Go, go, go! Final push!
Ray!
Excuse you!
Maganda yung pang-motivate sa paggawa, pero hindi sa pila. Imbis na ulo ang painitin, pasensya at pang-unawa ang pairalin. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Tul, tignan mo tong bagong sapatos ko. Imported!
Walang panama yan sa shoes ko. Binili ko pa to online.
Eh wala pala yung mga sapatos nyo eh. Tignan nyo tong akin, gawang Marikina. Siguradong matibay, gawang Pinoy pa.
Hindi na kailangang lumayo pa. Tangkilikin ang sariling atin. Bilhin ng mga lokal na produkto. Ang paalalang ito ay hatid sa inyo ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Kaya kong unahin gumawa ng homework kahit gustong-gusto ko nang maglaro ng computer games.
Kaya kong manatili sa iisang lane at sumunod sa traffic light kahit nagmamadali ako.
Kaya kong tumawid sa tamang tawiran kahit gaano pa kataas ang aakyatin kong footbridge.
Kaya kong regular na magbayad ng buwis kahit napakaliit ng sahod ko.
Maliliit na mga bagay pero malaki ang may tutulong sa pag-unlad ng bansa. Ikaw, anong kaya mong gawin para sa Pilipinas?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Magandang hapon mga kalapagos na ikinig pa rin kayo sa Kalapagos sa Lunes, yung radio school ng DZUP 1602, Department of Speech Communication and Career Arts at ng Koleyo ng Arte at Literatura. Ito prin si Mark!
Gray!
Marty!
Ben!
And Charles!
Ang favorito nyo! Cinco!
So para sa mga kalapagos na nakaka-tune in, kanina na interview natin si Sir Jeff Heron from Department of Arts Studies. So marami tayong natunan tungkol sa Department of Arts Studies at ang experience ni Sir bilang professor ng department. Ngayon naman, kasama natin ang guest natin from Department of English and Comparative Literature.
Yay! Yay! Yeah! Woo! Exciting!
We have Ma'am Sandra Roldan. Hi, Ma'am!
Hello,
hi,
guys. Welcome!
Thanks for having me.
Ay, ang ganda ng voice ni Ma'am.
Good voice. Modulate. Oh, very okay.
So, Ma'am, kumusta naman po kayo today, Ma'am? Heard may class kayo nung...
Kinda nga rug right now because I came from like two makeup classes where I'm the student. So, yeah. I'm a bit winded but we're fine.
Yes. Siyempre, sumaka ng Paris kahit na medyo napagod si Ma'am dito pa rin siya ngayon.
Yes.
So Ma'am, nag-undergrad po ba kayo sa DSEL din po?
Oh yeah, I've been in UP for more than half my life.
Oh, wow.
Like, I've been walking the halls of FC and Palma Hall since 1993. So that was a long before you guys were born.
That was my third year.
Okay, great.
I
feel so old now. Thank you so much.
Ang young, parang tignan talaga ng mga faculty ng arts and letters. Iba nagagawa ng arts.
Iba, iba talaga.
Nakakabata pala. Ito lang fountain of youth.
And also moisturizer. Don't forget moisturizer.
So ma'am, nung undergrad, ano po yung course, ma'am?
Creative writing. Awesome. And I still teach creative writing now. I guess I consider myself really lucky because when I was a student, we had national artist Franz Arceliana as one of our professors. He was actually my very first creative writing professor. So that was fantastic. It was terrifying, but it was great having like this legend inside the classroom.
Ma'am, anong course na tinake niyo sa kanya?
Poetry. Oh, wow. And I realized that I was not very good as a poet, but I did learn a lot from him.
Oh, wow. Ma'am, ano palang focus or major niyo po sa creative writing background?
I started out poetry, then I realized I sucked. And so I tried out fiction and then writing for children. And then I realized as an MA student, also in creative writing, that I'm actually better at nonfiction. Because I have a very poor imagination and I kind of just
problem for you.
Yeah, I just make up for it with like the training I got from poetry. So I guess the key is that you use your strengths to compensate for your weaknesses.
I love
ganda
that.
Ganda lesson, guys. Note nyo ako. Tamal ko. Yeah. Ma'am Roldan, 2017. Okay. Ma'am, did you decide right away to teach after?
Oh, not at all. I promised myself when I graduated, I would never, ever, ever teach.
Oh, never.
Wow. I mean, ever not.
Yeah. Basically, what changed my mind was a class that I took under Professor Vim Nadera. It was a performance poetry class. And guys, please remember that performance poetry is not a new thing. We were actually We were the first batch here in UP to have performance poetry as a class. And because of what I learned in his classroom, how you should think on your feet, how you should always like read your audience. It's really like real-time communication. And it's not about the hugot thing, it's about the text, it's about the actual poem. So I guess that training that I got from Dr. Nadera made me tougher, I guess, in front of an audience.
It's character building.
Yeah. Actually, our very first assignment for that class was to perform in public at Glorieta Mall. In front of shoppers.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did it go, ma'am? It's a very intriguing story there.
It was terrifying. Because, you know, we were in a public place. Uh-huh. We had never performed before. And we were in costume, and we had all these concepts. I think it went well because we drew a crowd, and I guess they'd never seen anything like that before. So it our approach back then was quite different from how young people do their poetry.
Yeah, definitely.
Spoken word.
Yeah, you call it spoken word.
Yes.
And what's the main difference? What do you think?
Or it's just the terminology?
I think it's the term. Well, the terminology is one thing, but I guess it's really about your starting point. Spoken word seems like it's all free association, whereas when you call it performance poetry, Dr. Nadera actually says that performance poetry is the bastard child of performance art and oral literature.
Yeah.
Oral literature. So there's the concept, there's the performance, but at the heart of it is the poem itself. So if it doesn't work as a poem, you cannot perform it.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, so you have to have standards.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So like in OI, ma'am, are you familiar with OI?
Oral interpretation.
It's one of the courses that we offer in the department. So like the main focus should be the text and not really the person performing.
Right.
Yeah.
Same
lang po. Parang there's a spirit behind the text and that's what you should focus on.
So it's basically you bringing the text to life.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yun nga raw po. Amazing.
Now, ma'am, on to your experience as a teacher. So when you were still a student and then you decided to be a teacher, ano po yung mga memorable experiences niyo?
Well, first of all, I did a lot of really dumb things as a young instructor. In my first semester teaching, I think in my very, very first class, I was so nervous that I had to teach myself to smoke. So that the smoke would calm myself, calm my nerves. Like, I didn't really smoke. But I felt that I needed to differentiate myself from my students because I look really young at that time.
Still our problem right now.
Yeah. So I thought that smoking would be a good idea, but now it just ruins your complexion. So, no, don't smoke.
Moisturize.
So, Mama, what are you currently teaching in the department?
Well, I teach creative nonfiction. I also teach introduction to creative writing.
Is that CW10, ma'am, or 101?
CW10 is the GE course. CW100 is the intro to creative writing itself. And then CW140 and 141 is the creative nonfiction that I specialize in. But I also teach the literature course attached to creative nonfiction. It's like giving you a survey of the development of the essay across the centuries and across cultures.
Okay. And by the way, you guys, ano memorable experiences nyo taking an English class? Hindi ko naging prof si Mame.
Yeah, none of you were my students. Yeah.
English 10, pero hindi CW, English 10 sa ECL, tsaka English 11.
Prof mo sa English 10?
Professor Abayan.
Okay.
Tapos English 11, I forgot. English 23, di ba? Nag-English
23. Dr.
Ick. Yes, required tayo sa speech. Nakita ko siya ng GE conference. Diba?
Yeah, natin.
History, talungin naman natin, hindi lang yung history ni ma'am, pwede yung history din ng DECL.
Alright, well, the department has been around for more than a century. We were established way back in 1910, and that's like 2 years after the university itself was established.
Wow.
Back then, it was known as the Department of English, and it was part of the College of Liberal Arts. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, at that time, the university and the department was under American leadership. Mm-hmm. But even under American chairs or heads of the department still was a ground for the development of Philippine literature in English. Some of the most important writers in Philippine literary history were actually students, alumni of the department. People like Manuel Argilia, of course you know him, S.P. Lopez, who also became president of UP, Jose Garcia Villa, national artist, was a student, and also Angela Manalang Gloria. So the big names actually came from the department. Now, it was in 1957 that the name of the department changed from the Department of English to the Department of English and Comparative Literature.
Okay.
And up until today, it is the only comparative literature department in the country.
Wow.
Only the DECL has CL in its name. Okay. All the other English departments in the country, they're just
Department of English.
Yeah, Department of English.
Pero ma'am, bakit po kaya sinali? Why is there some sort of parang conjunction with comparative literature in the Department of English?
No,
and
it's a very specialized approach to the study of literature where there is a strong theoretical grounding. You look at the various approaches, the various ways of approaching a literary text. You look at gender, you look at social class, you look at context. So it's much more rigorous than just like looking at the metaphors. It's really rigorous scholarship.
Specialized shema.
Another important thing that happened was that in 1959, the department was split. And two new academic units actually was born. They were born from the department. There's the Department of Art Studies and of course your home department.
Speechcom.
Yeah, the Department of Speechcom and Theater Arts.
Yes. And Department of English ang mother department ng Art Studies kanina at ng Speechcom nga po.
Yeah. Actually quite a number of academic units was birthed by the department. If I'm not mistaken, MASCOM was also
the
faculty from MASCOM actually was originally from the English department, and I think also the Filipino department.
Yes, though.
Yeah.
Well, talagang legend yung department. So later, we'll get to know more about the Department of English and Comparative Literature. But before that time, check po muna tayo.
Ang oras ay 15 minuto bagong ika-6 ng gabi. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Po. Makikiraan po.
alamin ang iba't ibang kaalamang bayan dito lamang sa Tabi Tabi Folk Lore Radio. Tuwing Lunes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Anong pagkakatulad ni na Albert Einstein, Walt Disney, Vincent Van Gogh at Michael Phelps? Lahat sila ay may Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder o ADHD.
Ang ADHD ay isang kondisyon na may sintomas ng kahinaan sa konsentrasyon, pagiging sobrang aktibo at pagkilos ng padalos-dalos. Tulungan ang batang may ADHD na abutin ang kanyang potensyal. Kumonsulta sa doktor para sa tamang diagnosis at pangangalaga.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Nay, si Ana.
Tay, kumusay ko po.
Nay, nag-text na naman si Kuya. Pagkanda
na pasaya. Nay, tangin 500. May project kami sa school.
Nay, Toy!
Masayang magkaroon ng malaking pamilya. Pero, handa ka bang panagutan sila? Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Magandang hapon mga kalabaggers, naikinig pa rin kayo sa Kalampagan sa Lunes, ang radio school ng DZUP 1602, Department of Speech Communication and Theater Arts, at ng kolega ng Arte at Literatura. Ito pa rin si Mark!
Green!
Marty!
Tin!
And Charles!
Ang paborito niyong Cinco!
So, sa isang maulang hapon!
Maulang! Okay. So, kanina mga kalabaggers, pinag-usapan natin yung brief history ng department. So, pagpapatuloy lang with our guest again, si Ma'am Sandra Roldan. So, Ma'am, what happened po after...
Well, the 60s and the 70s were a very exciting time for the department. Of course, the nation was going through some political turbulence.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And some of the most important thinkers contributed, from the department, contributed to the nation's political discourse. So people like Elmer Ordóñez and, of course, José María Sison was a faculty member of the English department at that time. Many of our faculty members and students actually played very important roles in the resistance against martial law. And the writers from the DECL defined the literature of this period.
Yeah.
Now, in the 1980s and the 1990s, this was when the DECL started adapting various theoretical approaches in the study of language and literature so that today, our faculty and our students include the leading creative writers and the literary scholars of this country. If you take a look at the writing organizations attached to the department, you can actually see the history of Philippine literature in English. In 1927, we had the UP Writers Club, and it's one of the oldest writing organizations in the country. It was revived in 2002 after maybe a decade of inactivity, and they're still going strong today. So imagine that, you know, one of the oldest writing organizations, they're still recruiting young writers up until today.
Wow.
In the 30s and the 40s, you had the Veronicans, the Writers Guild. In the 50s, there were the Ravens. The 1960s, you had the Bagay Movement. In the 70s, you had the Writers Union, Galian sa Arte at Tula, and Paksa. The 80s had Pambansang Union ng Mga Manunulat or Panulat, and then the 1990s had UP Quill.
There's some sort of evolution going on.
So there. Today, we are a center of excellence for language and literature. And our scholarly and creative publications by both the faculty members and the students have actually helped UP remain the highest ranking university in the country, according to various global ranking systems. Yeah, so humanities is actually propping up the university in the global ranking systems.
Amazing. So definitely it's not just what you give to the country, no? It's what you give out.
Amazing. Of course.
Nine scope the whole course. Okay. Ay, ma'am po pala, you mentioned po earlier that there is a generation gap na. Like for example, dun sa iba na yung way of yung sa ano yun, yung tinatawag na spoken word poetry and with what was ano yun,
performance poetry.
So knowing that there is this some sort of disjunct or gap between how young writers write or perform right now how do you think, what are the challenges that you face when, as an instructor, when these new breed of writers come in with a whole new different perspective on
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Students, challenges.
Uh-oh. Oh, they know this already. The most important thing that you need to remember if you want to take your writing seriously is that it's not about the hugot. It's not about the feels. Writing is a discipline. It requires research. It requires a lot of rigorous thinking. Being creative isn't just like pulling something out of your underwear. That's not it, you know. It's really a lot of preparation, a lot of thinking, a lot of conceptualizing. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't work as a text, no amount of heavy breathing yeah. or performances yes. will make it work. So it's really about the craft.
I see.
So ma'am, aside from comparative literature being one of the competitive advantages of DECL, what makes it different from other English departments in the country? And maybe,
well, I think we have a very, very strong faculty. Yeah. It's really the faculty that is the lifeblood of the university.
Yeah, numbers palang.
Yeah, it's not just the fact that we have like almost 100 yes. faculty members in our department. It's also because we have the top writers, the gods and goddesses yes. of Philippine
legacies
literature.
Are there. Amazing.
Is in our department. We have Professors Emeritai, Gemino Abad, Cristina Pantoa Hidalgo. We have Butch Delisay. Okay, our alumni include the writer Gina Apostol and Jessica Zafra.
Mm. Ah,
okay,
yes,
of course the amazing poet Conchitina Cruz. Okay, also our graduate program is so strong that many writers who teach writing in other Philippine universities take their master's and their PhD here at UP. So in many ways, we are also helping to shape other CW programs in the country. So UP remains a leader as an English department. Can I just say that our department has also produced so many national artists as alumni. We have Edith Tiempo, Nick Joaquin was a student of ours, Jose Garcia Villa, NVM Gonzalez, Franz Arceliana, theater director Anton Juan was our graduate, and even film director Ishmael Bernal was a graduate of the department. Our graduates have moved on to law and business, finance, so medicine even. They work as media practitioners. My blockmate has a software company.
Wow.
Okay, and he leads game and app designers. We have environmentalists and key players in civil society organizations. So no matter what they choose after their studies, our graduates from the DECL are equipped with the training and the skills that they need to succeed and make a difference in their fields and in the world.
Yes, see, writing is very, you know, it's a foundation.
Yeah,
napakarami pong hindi masyado na pinapapansin o na-appreciate itong pagsusulat kasi nakikita nila na it's just part of a very specialized body of knowledge. Pero kahit anong trabaho naman talaga, laging may writing. Kahit gaano ka technical yung work mo, laging may writing behind it.
And here's the thing, this is what I hear from my former students who have graduated.
Yes, po.
Okay, and these are engineers. They tell me, if you're an engineer, you all know the math.
Yeah.
But if you're the engineer who knows how to write, who knows how to communicate, you will run the company.
Yeah. Ah, yes.
You will be leading. Mm. Okay. So maybe we can talk about some of our alumni.
Yes.
Ah, yes, ma'am.
Well, I mentioned my friend who has a software company. So this is Eduardo Heronia Jr. He graduated with a creative writing degree back in 1997. Mm-hmm. He started writing for television. And then he went into editing for the glossy. So he's always been like a technology writer.
Mm.
So he became editor-in-chief of magazines like PC Gamer Philippines, Games Master, T3. Okay. And later on, he moved online. So he's been, he was leading teams of content developers for 5 websites. And then he became... In 2012 was a turning point in his life where he decided to co-found a technology company called Sari Software Solutions. And their project really is to equip nanays, Sari Sari store owners, by giving them technology on their mobile phones that will allow them to conduct business in a very efficient way. So, for example, they can do inventory in their sari-sari stores using their mobile apps. They can do like e-lista.
Okay.
Okay, something like that, right?
Ano po sa tingin niyo yung natutunan niya sa creative writing that made him be inspired?
Well,
to
definitely, when you're in creative writing, you always have to think out of the box.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You have to look at unusual solutions to problems.
So, feeling ko yung grasp of reality as well. Kasi yung mother, di ba? Yeah. Kung isa ka lang talagang writer, alam mo yung paghihirap, alam mo yung needs ng isang mother. Yeah, so, siguro yun yung skills na nakuha niya from CW.
Literature basically teaches us that it's not enough for us to be trapped in our own heads. We have to know what it's like to be another person. And that's what writing does to us. Can I talk about just one more of
Sige
our...
Sige po. Sure, interesting. No? Kaya yeah, CW ngayon ay software.
Yeah. Well, this girl is gonna blow your socks off because Anna Oposa, who graduated cum laude in 2011, at the age of 24, she attended the World Economic Forum at Davos, Switzerland. She was there as one of the global shapers, and she is, in fact, a member of currently one of the 50 counselors in the World Future Council.
Wow.
She is a writer. She is an environmentalist. Yes. She is an educator.
She is the chief mermaid,
yeah,
diba?
So she's the executive director of Save Philippine Seas,
yes,
which I think started as a website, and it became a movement to save the Philippine Seas. I was chatting with her last night.
Wow.
And because there have been interviews with her where she said that her credibility was questioned because she was an English graduate and not a scientist. And so what she did was she got a Chevening scholarship and earned a master's in conservation science from Imperial College in London. So she is more than credible now to talk about how to save the environment. So I think as a her work as a writer has also helped her advocacy as an environmentalist, because she co-wrote a book for elementary school kids entitled An Introduction to Climate Change for Filipinos.
For ano po ito? High school?
For kids, elementary
school. For kids,
school.
Okay po.
So it's like, how do you teach like 8 to 10-year-olds about climate change?
A big problem.
Yeah, so you would have to think very creatively about the language, about their point of view. How do you distill a complex idea so that it becomes understood by children? That is the work of the scholar. That is the work of the creative writer.
Wow.
Inspiring.
So what was the final question? Where do you see DECL from now?
Oh, we're gonna go farther and farther because we're redeveloping our curricula, not just because of this whole K-12 thing, but because we have always been consistently refining the courses that we teach based on the newest developments in theory, in literature. So expect new things to come in the next 5 years, because creative writing is going to change in the next 5 years.
Metamorphosis.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for that. Mabilisan lang po. So, fast talk lang po tayo. Kaya nung nakagawian. Jollibee or McDonald's?
Good Lord. McDonald's?
White or black?
Black.
Faculty Commons or Faculty Center?
Faculty Center.
21 or 45?
45.
Lights on or lights off?
Lights on.
Arte o literatura?
Why not both?
Both. Oh, so again, thank you very much, ma'am, for being with us today.
Right.
So we learned a lot. So mga kalampagers, nabubulol na ako. So let's again thank Ma'am Sandra Roldan for
having us. Salamat
for
having us.
Thank you very much, ma'am. So maraming salamat po sa pakikinig at pakikibahagi sa amin, lalo na sa usapang hashtag Usapang Cast. At ngayon, ang ginawa natin ay hashtag kwentong das at hashtag kwentong
DECL.
So huwag natin kakalimutang i-like at share ating social media pages. Ang
ayan yan. Sa Facebook po, we have facebook.com/akalampagandgup.
Okay, and that's also the same for Twitter, twitter.com/kalampagan/DZUP. Okay.
Yeah, so para sa next week, sagutin natin ng ano ang inyong kwentong hashtag Del at hashtag DFPP. So kabang-abang ulit. Meron tayo ulit tayong guests for next meeting. Again, thank you, Ma'am Sandra Roldan, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Yes. So susunod na programa ay Tabi Tabi Folklore Radio. Ito po muli si Mark,
Gray,
Marty,
Ben,
and Charles.
Ito ang singkong nagpasaya sa inyo.
Sa susunod na linggo, sabay-sabay ulit na tayo mag-alas 5 na
Kalampagan na!